Good morning. It's 6:30. I'm Todd Hatton for WKMS News. About 340,000 state, city, and county workers and retirees in Kentucky are part of the Kentucky Retirement Systems. The KRS is responsible for $15.7 billion of pension holder money, and it's also one of the more underperforming pension funds in the country. It has a $17.6 billion shortfall as of mid-2013. It's also one of the more opaque. State laws exempt investments the KRS makes from open records laws, so if you're one of the 340,000 and you want to know what your money's funding, well, you can't. That lack of transparency is the subject of an article published last week by the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. The journalist who wrote it, James McNair, is with us on the line to bring some clarity. Mr. McNair, thanks for being with us. In your piece, you write that a quarter of the $15.7 billion under the KRS's control might as well be in a black hole. What do you mean by that, and how quite did it get that way?
As KRS has invested more of the retirees' assets into investments other than just plain stocks and bonds, it has grown the percentage of money held in what's known as alternative investments, which are usually privately managed funds of various things. And that could be anything from simply stocks, or they could be other hedge funds, they could be energy investments, agricultural investments, real estate, you name it. And in the case of many of these investments in Kentucky, they are under confidentiality provisions that prohibit KRS from disclosing even to the retirees the contents of those holdings. So even if the retiree were to take the initiative to see what his money is being invested in, he would not be able to do so.
That is supported by state law.
Yes, there is state law that allows KRS to honor these confidentiality provisions, and so they are going with those, but there's nothing in the law that requires KRS to do business with funds that have these provisions. There are, I'm sure, funds out there that would be happy to do business with the state without such confidentiality provisions. The rationale for entering into investments with alternative fund managers is to diversify the portfolio away from stocks, which are seen as vulnerable to volatility in the stock market. Stock markets go up and down, even though they've been up for five straight years.
Right.
And bonds right now, which have a very low return. KRS tries to achieve a return of 7.75% per year, and in order to do that, it must invest in securities that will assure it of that return. And by going into alternatives, it hopes to be able to weather downturns and anything that might go wrong with other markets. What's unfortunate for the retirees is that if any ever watch Maria Bartiromo, who on CNBC used to say, "Do you know where your money is?" Well, the retirees in Kentucky would not be able to say yes to that question because they truly don't know where a good chunk of their money is.
And hypothetically, what's the danger?
By not knowing where their money is being invested in these alternative investments, the retirees and employees of Kentucky state agencies and cities and counties have no way of knowing what kind of risk they are entering into. And we've seen a few examples that have come to light where the money was actually jeopardized and possibly lost. There was one hedge fund that KRS invested in early on called Arrowhawk that just flat out bombed out, and even though it didn't lose the money, it returned it in short order, and after fees, of course, were paid. And there was another venture, $24 million investment in something called Camelot Group in New York City, whose manager is now under indictment for using investors' money to fund his personal lifestyle. We also found out that money was invested from one of the KRS funds in SAC Capital, which is a Connecticut hedge fund that was at the center of one of the biggest insider trading scandals in history. You know, we only find out about these specific investments when they go bad or when there's negative publicity.
And there's we're seeing some a bit of blowback from the entire situation. What with the community of Fort Wright wanting to pull its pension fundings out of the KRS. Could you talk about that situation a little bit?
Among the things that City of Fort Wright is attempting to accomplish with its class action lawsuit, which it would be on behalf of other cities and counties, would be to forbid KRS from investing its retirees' and employees' money in hedge funds and private equity funds, certain securities that aren't regulated by the Investment Company Act of 1940. In so doing, it would ask the court to return all fees paid to those hedge funds back into its pot.
Hypothetically, what would motivate a retirement system manager to become involved with these, with the kinds of hedge funds like this? Is there some sort of linkage to with these hedge funds to performing well?
Well, the idea of investing one's money with any particular money manager would be to, one, and seek out a better return on one's money, or to hedge one's overall investment portfolio from downturns in markets for certain stocks, international stocks, technology stocks, whatever the case might be. And there are a lot of offerings in the securities world now, and hedge funds and private equity funds are a mushrooming sector, and state retirement systems across the United States are investing more and more money with these alternatives. But there are some states, like Tennessee, that has yet to go in that direction at all. So it's a matter of taste for it. Kentucky, we found in one survey, is the fifth leading state among public pension plans in the United States with as to percentage of overall funds in alternative investments. So they have a big appetite for alternatives here in Kentucky. The sad thing is that the retirees and the employees in the state have no way of seeing how their money is being invested in its entirety. Nowhere along the way are the retirees consulted as to how they want their money invested. It's their money fed into KRS, but then it's invested and moved around by the KRS administration under supervision by a board of trustees, but nowhere along the way are the employees and the retirees themselves given any opportunity for input.
James McNair is a reporter for the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. Mr. McNair, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, Todd. Thanks a lot.